This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. United States Vice President Kamala Harris struck a tougher tone with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu during their meeting on Thursday. Ryan Chang from Reuters has more.
The first phase of the deal would bring about a full ceasefire, including a withdrawal of the Israeli military from population centers in Gaza. In the second phase, the Israeli military would withdraw from Gaza entirely, and it would lead to a permanent end to the hostilities. It is time for this war to end.
It was part of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's visit to Washington, D.C. He'd earlier addressed lawmakers in Congress and met with the U.S. president. A ceasefire has been the subject of negotiations for months. U.S. officials believe the parties are closer than ever before to a deal for a six-week ceasefire in exchange for Hamas releasing some hostages.
Ryan Chang from Reuters. After saboteurs paralyzed France's high-speed rail network, concerns over safety of the opening ceremony linger. AP correspondent Angela Charlton explores the security around the 2024 Paris Olympic Games.
Arson attacks have hit France's rail network just hours before it hosts the opening ceremony of the 2024 Paris Olympics. It is not clear who's behind these attacks, but they've affected nearly a million people already. This is a high-risk, high-ambition opening ceremony. For the first time, it's not in a stadium. It is on the Seine River in the open air. There are 500,000 people expected to be watching outside, and there are already tens of thousands of police, soldiers, and other security agents. Now, these train incidents today, police are investigating who's behind them and whether there's a direct link to the games, but it has already disrupted this very, very important opening day for France.
AP correspondent Angela Charlton. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. A United States law enforcement official says a powerful Mexican drug cartel leader who has eluded authorities for decades was duped into flying into the U.S. before being arrested. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The Justice Department says Ismael El Mayo Zambada, a historic leader of Mexico's Sinaloa cartel, and Joaquin Guzman Lopez, the son of another infamous cartel leader, were arrested in El Paso on Thursday. A leader of the cartel for decades, alongside Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, Zambada was known for running the cartel's smuggling operations, but keeping a lower profile. The Drug Enforcement Administration had offered a reward of up to $15 million for information leading to his capture. The Justice Department says the Sinaloa cartel is one of the most violent and powerful drug trafficking organizations in the world. I'm Norman Hall.
Zambada appeared in federal court in El Paso, Texas on Friday morning and has entered a plea of not guilty to a slew of drug trafficking charges, court records show. At least seven Nigerian soldiers were killed after a mine exploded on a highway in Borno State, the hotbed of a Boko Haram militant insurgency, two vigilante officers said on Friday. Nigeria faces a raft of security challenges, including a long-running Islamist insurgency in the northeast, separatist violence in the southeast, rampant oil theft in the Niger Delta, and kidnapping for ransom by criminal gangs. The Park Fire burning near Chico, California, has become the largest in the state this year. AP correspondent Donna Water reports.
Authorities say the wildfire in Butte County started when a man pushed a burning car into a gully. Now the blaze has burned more than 195 square miles near the city of Chico. County resident Lisa Braza tells a reporter from KRCR-TV she can see the smoke from the blaze.
It's scary. It's really scary.
Residents in Butte and Tehama counties have been told to evacuate. In California near the Nevada line, some 1,000 residents who had to flee their homes on Monday still are not able to return. A wildfire started by lightning has now burned more than 4 square miles. I'm Donna Water.
Multiple communities in Idaho have been evacuated after lightning strikes sparked fast-moving wildfires. The Durkee Fire near Huntington, Oregon, about 160 kilometers north of Boise, Idaho, has scorched an area more than half the size of Rhode Island's landmass and threatened several towns. As of Thursday, wildfires this year have burned almost 1 million acres in Oregon and over 125,000 acres in Washington, according to the Northwest Interagency Coordination Center in Portland, Oregon. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.